Five, four, three, two, one.
In Memphis. Memphis. That's my hometown. You got to be loose when you say it, you know. Where you from, boy? Memphis.
No. Well, I heard the news. That's good to rock it tonight. Well, I heard the news. That's good to rock it tonight. I'm in the hold of my baby as tight as I can. Tonight she'll know I'm a mighty, mighty man. I heard the news. That's good to rock it tonight. I say, oh, meet me in a hurry behind the barn. Don't you be afraid that I'll do you no harm. I want you to bring along my rocking shoes, cause tonight I'm going to rock away all the blues. I heard the news, there's good to rockin' tonight.
Some good rocking today, or tonight, or in the morning, night, whatever you're listening to Blue Suede Connection. Right, baby?
We be rocking and a rolling.
That's what's happened today. Welcome, everybody, to Blue Suede Connection. I'm Dan.
I'm T.O.
And we are featuring the brand new Smack from the Factory Memphis box set today on Blue Suede Connection.
That's right. Absolutely.
Yay. Yeah, we're going to feature all, not all, but as much as we can of this great songs.
There's 111 tracks on this 5-CD collection. So, yeah, I don't think we're getting all that in 2 hours.
Well, we're going to do the best we can. We can't play it all. That would be illegal, probably, to play every single thing. I don't know. Anyway, we're going to feature that today, and we're going to tell you a little bit about this box set. T.L.'s going to tell you about where all these recordings took place throughout the show today.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to share a very funny, interesting story about Elvis, which I'm looking forward to.
Yes.
And I'm going to share, of course, all things Elvis and all things Memphis today here on Blue Suede Connection.
Alrighty, fun.
So it all started really there at Sun Studios in Memphis, Tennessee. You're going to tell us a little bit about Sun in a few moments.
Mm-hmm.
But I think before you do that, at least you get it set out. What do you think?
Absolutely.
Let's do it. Here's the one that really got the ball rolling.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right for you. That's all right, Mama. Just any way you do it, that's all right. That's all right. That's all right, Mama. Any way you do. Well, Mama, she done told me. Papa done told me too. Son, that gal you fooling with, she ain't no good to you. But that's all right. That's all right. That's all right, Mama, any way do. Bothered with me hanging round your door, but that's all right.
Whisper on high,
goodbye. Little known, I feel it's going to keep on shining. Shine on the bus, go and let me blue.
That song is a perfect example of who Elvis Presley was, and I say it because
Absolutely.
Of this. If you ever heard that song before that version was put out, Blue Moon of Kentucky, keep on shining.
It was like a country song.
Shine on the one that's gone and led me blue.
Yeah.
And then you hear this, blue moon, keep shining bright. Elvis heard it, totally different. And he put it on record, and that's what made him Elvis Presley. He was different, man. Totally different from anybody else at that time, and that's why he became the man that we know and love today.
Absolutely, yeah.
So that recording took place at a little studio in Union Avenue called Sun Records. Tell us a little bit about it.
706 Union Avenue, Sun Studios, was started by, as we know, the father of rock and roll, Sam Phillips, in 1950. The studio was actually a mix of the Memphis Recording Service and Sun Records. That's what actually formed Sun Studios, those two businesses.
Right.
And it was there until 1969. It produced acts like B.B. King, Ike Turner, Jerry Lee Lewis, and, of course, Elvis Presley.
Right.
The studio's claim to fame, actually, though, is that it was where the first rock and roll record was produced, which was Rocket 88 in April of 1951.
Very good stuff, baby. Good information. Well, you mentioned Carl Perkins. He recorded there, and he was part of that gang. And let's hear from him, and then back into some more great songs from Elvis from his Sun years.
I think any time that you come in with a new music and a new way of presenting yourself, nobody moved. Elvis didn't copy anybody. I mean, think about it. He originated most of the things he did and didn't know what he was doing at first. He was very nervous. People say to me a lot, even now, they say, Carl, when is this Elvis mystique going away? I mean, well, it's history. I mean, if you're going to tear the pages out on Presley, you're going to have to jerk one or two out on Washington. I mean, the boys in the history book. Because he gave America what they needed at the time. The 50s was a great era.
I've been traveling over miles, even through the valleys too. I've been traveling all in day. I've been running all the way, baby, trying to get to you. Ever since I read your letter, where you said you loved me true, I've been traveling night and day. I've been running all the way, baby, trying to get to you. When I read your loving letter, then my heart began to sing. I kept traveling night and day. I kept running all the way, baby, trying to get to you. Do it all. Oh, that's exactly what I do. I would travel night and day, and I'd still run all the way, baby, trying to get to you. My way was dark at night. He would shine as bright as light when I was trying to get to you.
What is your reaction to the NBC comment after they learned Sullivan had hired you that you are just a flash in the pan.
Maybe they're right. Nobody knows.
We're right, I'm left, she's gone. We're right, and I'm left all alone. Well, you tried to tell me so, but how was I to know that she was not one for me? You told me all along. You're right, our love was wrong. But now I'm changing my mind, cause she broke the tie of mine, and I know that she never cared for me. Well, I thought I knew just what she'd do. I guess I'm not so smart. Are you trying to tell me all alone? She'd only break my heart. I'm left, you're right, she's gone. You're right, and I'm left all alone. Well, she's gone, I know not where, but now I just don't care. All for now, I'm falling for you.
It's a first for me.
Yeah, I think so for me,
you're
too.
You're not sure?
Well, it's like slightly familiar, but yeah, it could be.
Very rare song anyway, put
yeah,
it that way.
Wow.
And we want to send a big thank you out to our friend Chuck Matthews.
Right.
Who runs Cleveland Oldies. And he's been with us for a long time. We've been with Chuck for several years.
North Coast Greatest Hits.
Yeah, we love those guys there. And check them out. All you know, they play great music all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And they feature us, of course, on the weekends. And Chuck, we want to thank you for helping us out with the show today.
Absolutely.
And we're going to come up with one more set from Sun. And then we're going to move on to the next spot in Memphis where Elvis recorded. And I'm going to share a few other artists who came from Memphis. People you might not even realize, hey, they're Memphis too, just like Elvis.
Okay.
Yeah, that's coming up right after this.
It's mad.
It's groovy.
It's swinging.
It's Elvis.
Elvis.
2 hours of Elvis.
The songs you know, the music you love.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
Well, that long black train got my baby and gone. Train, train, coming round, round the bend. Train, train, coming round, round the bend. Never will look again. No, not again. Train, train, coming down, down the line. Train, train, coming down, down the line. Well, it's bringing my baby, cause she's my all.
That's one of my favorite Sun recordings there, Mystery Train.
Yeah, me too.
What we're doing today, folks, if you haven't figured it out by now, we are featuring the brand new 5-CD special box set, Elvis Memphis.
Yes, absolutely.
And what this is all about is, of course, Elvis, that's where he was from. And, of course, he loved recording in his hometown. And many recordings took place in Memphis, so they said, let's just put out a whole big box set and feature that stuff.
Right, right.
And he did, of course, he performed live in Memphis. That's coming up later on the show. So that's what it's about. And I was going to say, you know, there, Elvis is, of course, Memphis. We all know. When you think Memphis, you think Elvis.
Right,
But there are other artists who came from Memphis.
Absolutely, yeah.
And people, you might not even realize it. Now, we know Rufus Thomas and B.B. King.
Mm-hmm.
They're Memphis fellas. Justin Timberlake.
Justin's
one. Johnny Ace, he had a lot of big records out in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Al Green.
Yeah.
And Al has talked about Elvis himself on several occasions. So Al was from Memphis. Booker T and the MGs.
Yep, knew that.
Mega hits from that band.
Uh-huh.
Isaac Hayes.
Uh-huh.
Another big fellow there who many hits.
Mm-hmm.
And one that I never realized, the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin.
Oh, I didn't know she...
she's a Memphian.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool. Very cool.
Memphis, Tennessee. So there you go.
I did not know that.
So Elvis is not alone when it comes to being a Memphis celebrity there. A lot of great artists on that list.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to do one more set from Sun, and then TL's going to tell you all about the next studio where Elvis recorded some great songs. And one other thing I wanted to mention, too. Mm-hmm. The Sun stuff is pretty simple.
Oh, yeah.
Just
yeah.
a couple instruments. So you're not going to hear a whole lot of changes in this. It has been remastered.
Right.
And the sound
right.
is amazing. Put on those headphones.
Yeah.
But in the stuff coming up, you're going to hear big differences.
Oh, yeah, because there's no overdubs, folks.
No
this
overdubbing.
This is all from the studio.
Yeah. yeah. You're going to hear what Elvis heard in those headphones for the most part.
Baby, 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 baby. I come back, baby. I want to play house with you. Well, you may go to college. You may go to school. You may have a pink Cadillac, but don't you be nobody's fool. And now, baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I want to play house with you. Well, listen, let me tell you, baby, what I'm talking about. Come on back to me, little girl, so we can play some house. And now, baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, maybe I won't play house with you.
Oh, let me ask you.
Now, this is one thing, baby. I don't want you to know. Come on back and let's play a little house so we can act like we did before. But so baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I want to play house with you.
Hit it.
Understand. I'd rather see you dead, little girl, than to be with another man. And I'd love it, baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, maybe I won't play out with you. Oh, baby, 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 come back, baby, I want to play house with you.
I understand that this sound that you get on record was really a mistake, or at least was kind of a gimmick thing at first. Is that true?
That's right. We just more or less landed upon it accidentally. Nobody knew what they were doing until we had already done it.
Just got in there and had yourself a real good time, and the folks took to it.
We just had a ball, and it surprised me because it went over.
Care if the sun don't shine. I get my loving in the evening time when I'm with my baby. Well, it ain't no fun with the sun around. I get going when the sun goes down and I'm with my baby. Well, that's when we're gonna kiss and kiss and kiss and kiss and we're gonna kiss some more. Well, who cares how many times we kiss? Cause at a time like this, who keeps score? Well, I don't care if the sun don't shine. I get my loving in the evening time when I meet my baby. And the kids and the kids and the kids and we're gonna kiss some more. Who cares how many times we kiss? Cause it's a time like this. Who keeps going? Well, I don't care if the sun don't shine. I keep my loving in the evening time when I meet my baby. And it don't matter if the sleet is snow. I drive in cozy when the lights are low. And I'm with my baby. Makes no difference if the rain comes down. I don't notice when she's around, oh boy. What a baby. Well, that's when we're gonna kiss and the kiss and the kiss and the kiss and we're gonna kiss some more. Well, the one kiss from a baby doll makes me holler more, 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 more. Well, I don't care if the sun don't shine. I get my loving in the evening time when I meet my baby. We're gonna kiss and kiss and kiss and kiss and we're gonna kiss some more. A little one kiss from my baby darling makes me holler more, 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 more. Well, I don't care if the sun don't shine, I get my loving in the evening time when I'm with my baby.
I don't care if the sun don't shine. Woo. From Sun Studios in Memphis, Tennessee. You know, somebody who doesn't get a lot of credit like she should is Marianne Kaiser, because if she hadn't played Elvis for Sam, Phillips, Sam gets all the credit, and he deserves all the credit he gets. But if it wasn't for her, Sam would have never thought about Elvis Presley, and we would have had all this.
Yeah, and I think Elvis knew that, because he really loved her.
Right, he did.
Yeah.
And she had great things to say about him, so.
Yeah.
Big, big thumbs up to Marion for turning the world to Elvis Presley. All right, you know, this album, or this box set that we're playing today, there's a lot of good people behind it. But Ernest Jorgensen, I'm not even sure how you pronounce his name correctly 100%. He's the guy that is behind so many of these new projects that come out. He produces it.
Yeah.
He's a major part of all these things that have been out in the last couple of years. So Ernest has some good things to say. We're going to play him as we go into our next studio. We're going into American Studios, and we're going into 1969 now.
Okay.
We've moved from 54 and 55. Now we're into 1969.
That's a big jump.
But you're going to hear Ernest throughout this set, and when we come back, T.L.'s going to tell you a little bit about American sound.
Elvis, through his upbringing, I think, and very much through his musical talent, was able to take so much American music from different sources, anything from country to blues to gospel, and merge it into one music form. I think he, in that way, bridged so many both social and musical gaps here to create a music that brought all of America together in a way.
Do you know who I am? Have you any idea who I am? Yes, it's been quite a while, and it's so good to see you again. It's so dark in this place that I can't see your face. May we leave? Oh, I see. Does he know who I am and what once was between you and me? Do you know how I try? Have you any idea how I try? Not to keep you in sight. Do you know, darling, how much I cry? I remember you said that you had to forget about me and be free. Do you know who I am, or have you forgot about me? Do you think there's a chance you and I could start over anew? Is there a prayer you still care, or has it just been too long and we're through? Well, what about you and him? Oh, he's only a friend. Well, I see there's still a chance for me. Maybe some other time, in some other place, with our love in your heart and a smile on your face, you will know who I am. When that time comes, you know. When that time comes, you know who I am. You will know who I am. When that time comes, you know who I am. You will know who I am. When the time.
And I think it is down to that talent of having so much music in him. he used to say, it's not so much my voice, but what I do with it that's really important. And I think that to some extent is true. Roy Orbison could reach higher notes than him. Sinatra had a more subtle style. Yeah. I think it was his ability to pick up elements from all these musics that didn't fit together. I mean, he could do a country song and make it R&B, and an R&B song and make it country. And I think that's very much the talent of him.
That note that he hits there, that one part, right, always amazes me, his voice.
It's, yeah, you know, he's just amazing.
You know, I think there's two albums that really show off the versatility and versatility of Elvis.
Uh-huh.
It's my favorite album, you know, is Elvis is Back.
Okay.
I say that because it's filled with country, rock and roll, R&B, love songs, just a variety. But these sessions here add in the soul.
Yeah, totally.
And notes like he just hit right there. This has all of that in it and more.
Yeah.
And I think this really defines Elvis, his love for all kinds of music, and it comes out. I think, and a lot of critics and fans will say that these 69 sessions at American Sound were probably his most artistic. And
I think so.
I would agree.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know why, though. I don't know if it's because he's coming off of the 68.
Because you're surrounded with the best musicians in the world, probably, and you're being produced by Chips Moman. Such talent. You know, when you have the most talented artist in the world and surround him with the most talented musicians and one of the most talented producers, you can't go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to tell us all about American Sound, aren't you, right after this?
I am.
All right. I'm looking forward to hearing about that.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
It's okay, honey. It's just old Elvis here. Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
ATL, I hear people are making the connection.
That's the rumor.
But in case you've been living on Mars
or vacationing in Venus,
we've got a show for you.
It's 2 hours of Elvis and fun.
So join the party.
Make the connection.
The Blue Suede connection, that is.
Keep moving, moving on Earth.
You know, you mentioned that they took out all the overdubs and stuff through with this sessions here,
mm-hmm.
and it really allows you to hear the great instrumentation
much better. So, yeah.
And his vocals.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You really hear it.
It's really amazing, some things that stand out.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, I know I say it every freaking week, I say it, put on your headphones and mm-hmm. listen to the show, but today you're really... Really should be.
Today is kind of like a mix of trying to decide what you're not hearing and
right.
what you are hearing.
Yeah.
There's things missing and then that are obvious.
Yes.
And then there's things that are like, oh my gosh, that's I never even heard that one before. So.
It's mostly the backup vocals. You know, I think yeah. I'm missing the most that I'm listening for.
Some of the overlay of strings on
yeah.
the bigger songs
yeah.
for the orchestra arrangements.
Well, tell us a little bit about, you know, American Sound, where this took place, babe.
All right. Well, as you said earlier, Chip Smoman, he operated the studio, which sat at there was two studios. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
There was one studio at 827 Thomas Street that was known as American North.
Oh.
And then there was a studio at 2272 Dedrick Street, which was known as American East or the Annex.
Wow, I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
And neither one's around today. They should be.
I know, right? They probably could have still be putting out some good...
The Dollar General.
But it operated from 1964 to 1972. There were more than 100 hit songs that were recorded at the studio. The studio musicians were known as the Memphis Boys, who
yeah.
you made reference to. Some of the artists, besides Elvis, that recorded hits there were Neil Diamond, Dusty Springfield, B.J. Thomas, Petula Clark, Royal Hamilton, and the Box Tops.
A lot of good stuff, man.
I remember my first love affair. Somehow or another, the whole darn thing went wrong. And my mama had some great advice. so I thought I'd put it in the words of this song. I can still hear her say, "Boy, oh, I see you sitting out there all alone, crying your eyes out, 'cause the woman that you love is gone. Oh, there's gonna be a whole lot of trouble in your life. Oh, so listen to me, get up off of your knees, 'cause only the strong survive.'" That's what she said, only the strong survive, only the strong survive. Oh, you gotta be strong, you better hold on, don't go. All around with your head on down. Well, I wouldn't let that little girl know, I wouldn't let her know, but she made me feel like a clown. There's a whole lot of girls looking for a good man like you. Oh, but you'll never meet him if you give up now and say your life is through. And she said, only the strong survive, only the strong survive.
Well, I've never loved another. Oh, my heart if I can entertain people with the things I'm doing, well, I'd be a fool to tamper with it. It's ridiculous to take it on your own and say, well, I'm going to change. I'm going to apply. I'm going to try to appeal to a different type of audience. Because you might not. You might not. And if you goof a few times, you don't get many more chances in this business. That's the sad part about it. So you're better off, if what you're doing is doing okay, you're better off sticking with it until, you know, until just time itself changes things.
And no prizes are left to be won. The rats are closed. It's the end of the day. The horses are moving away. Yes, the fair's moving on. Just a little while, I thought.
It's about time you got here.
Blue Suede Connection.
Baby, you know me well. You know me what I say. Before I say farewell, I'll give you just another day. You better find out what's happening. Find out what's happening before long.
Welcome to hour number two of Blue Suede Connection, everybody. We hope you enjoyed hour one, and if you did, you're really going to enjoy hour number two.
Absolutely.
So in the first hour, we covered Sun Records there in Memphis, Tennessee, and we covered American Sound. Now, those weren't the only two studios located in Memphis, Tennessee.
Absolutely.
There's another little place you might have heard of called Stax Studios in Memphis. So let's go to Stax now. It's 1973. Several albums came from these sessions, and we'll talk about that throughout these sets.
Uh-huh.
And in fact, you're going to tell us a little bit more about Stax. But first, before you do that, I think we should get a few songs out. What do you think?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right.
You see, country music was always a part of the influence on my type of music humor. It's a combination of country music and gospel and rhythm and blues all combined. It's what it really was. As a child, I was influenced by all of that. But I liked blues and I liked the gospel music, gospel quartets.
Sometimes you may follow. There's
I think the overall sound has improved today, you know.
What do you think? There's more gimmicks today than there was, say, 15 years ago?
There's probably more gimmicks, but I think that the engineers have improved, and I think that the techniques have improved, the overall recording.
Baby, your love was meant for me.
your baby can't get you off my mind. I know that I can't live without you. I think about you all the time. I've got a thing about you, baby. Ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby. I think about loving you. Just like a woman when she knows she's got a man. She'll ring you out and turn you about in the palm of her hand. Then she starts thinking that maybe she'll put you in a bind. She'll give you just a little love and it'll drive you out of your mind. I got a thing about you, baby. Ain't nothing I can do. Got a thing about you, baby. A thing about loving you. I got a thing about you, baby. Ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby. Think about loving you. I got a thing about you, baby. Nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby.
I've always liked that song, and the funny thing about that song, to me, that was a pop song.
Yeah.
Would you call that pop?
It does sound that way, yeah.
But it was a bigger hit on the country charts.
Mm-hmm.
Go figure.
Well, yeah, it seems like a crossover song.
Yeah,
could do,
but
could
do again, that just shows you Elvis, because he could turn a pop song into country, blah, 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 that we already covered,
exactly.
And as Ernest did in the first hour.
Exactly.
All right, we're at Stack Studios in Memphis, Tennessee. You've told us about the other studios, so educate us a little bit about Stax.
All right, well, Stax Records was born 1957. The original Stax was named Satellite Records until it changed to Stax in 1961. The company brought to the forefront of America and music soul, as well as gospel, funk, and the Delta Blues.
Right.
Its most famous act was Otis Redding.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. He was the one that really put Stax on the map.
Sitting in the morning sun.
Yeah. Unfortunately, after his death in 67, the studio struggled to stay in competition with Detroit's Motown, because that was kind of what they were known for, was their R&B, and
right.
So it just didn't last.
Such a shame. All right,
yeah.
Well, Elvis put some great songs together there at Stax,
yeah,
didn't he?
They'd have put him in there more. Maybe they could have had another rising artist there.
Yeah, you mentioned soul, you mentioned funk, and you mentioned gospel a little bit. So here's one of those songs that has all that in it. Elvis in 1973 at Stax.
Children out of Egypt land, said, now don't you worry, we're in the Lord's hands. He's gonna walk beside us, the time is coming near. He's gonna wash away all our misery and our fear. I got a feeling in my body, this will be our lucky day. We'll be before you, gates open wide, shelter for the weary, comfort for the weak, leave the devil's evil, sweating on the street. I gotta feeling in my body, this will be our lucky day, we'll be released.
shelter for the weary, comfort for the weak. We'll leave the devil's evil sweating on the street. I got a feeling in my body. This will be a lucky day. We'll be released from all our sorrow, leaving the lady alone away. Yeah.
This is Sean Clush. You're listening to Blue Suede Connection.
I remember as a child I used to hear music that they played, Lord, with a fear. Some call it folk, some call it soul.
The title cut from the album Raised on Rock.
Oh, nice.
One of the many albums that came from these Stax sessions, but there's another place that he recorded at in Memphis, and it wasn't in a studio.
Mm-hmm.
It was something turned into a studio. For you diehards, you know exactly what we're talking about.
It's my favorite.
But for those of you who don't, stick around. You're going to hear that in a little bit. And TL's got a really cool, funny story she's going to share with us right after the break, so you don't want to miss any of this stuff. We're having a good old time here on what show is this, baby?
Blue Suede Connection.
Yeah.
It's mad.
It's groovy.
It's swinging.
It's Elvis.
Elvis.
2 hours of Elvis.
The songs you know, the music you love.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
Forever, my darling, our love will be true. Always and forever, I'll love only you. Just promise me, darling, your love in return. May this fire in my soul, dear, forever burn. My heart's at your command, dear, to keep love and hold. Making you happy is my desire, dear. Keeping you is my goal. I'll forever love you for the rest of my days.
Okay. Okay, wait.
Yes.
I love that song, but really?
I know. I did it for a reason. It was a little experiment.
Oh, it was an experiment?
Yeah.
Wait. Yes. Tell us. Please tell us.
We are in Stax. Actually, we're playing Stax music, songs from Stax. But during the break, I looked down the list of what's coming up, and I know we're getting ready to go to the Jungle Room in a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, I'm going to switch some songs around and see if TL catches it.
Oh,
and, I can imagine all those Elvologists out there at home listening. Honey, he's playing a song that's not from, that's the Jungle Room.
I'm going to take out my laptop and write them right now.
Every once in a while, I like to do a little funny thing like that.
I looked up at you like, are you crazy?
Quarter eyes. Yeah, eyes that look like quarters. Like, honey, I don't think this is...
I knew it wasn't.
This is Jungle Room. This is not...
But I don't want to make you feel bad.
That's okay. Hey, now that it's out, the cat's out of the bag. That's all right. We're going to play another one or two from Stax. We'll get into more of the Jungle Room stuff. But before we do that, we talked earlier. You've got some great stories you shared with us all the years we've been doing Blue Sway Connection. And you never fail with a fun story. So give us one of those funny stories, would you?
Absolutely. This comes from Nancy Rooks, which was one of the maids there at the end, the last few years of Elvis's life. She actually wrote a book called Inside Graceland, Elvis's Maid Remembers. Great book if you get a chance to pick it up. So apparently they had now this is Nancy telling the story, and I'm going to read it just like she wrote it.
All right.
They asked her, did Elvis ever go down to the front gate and sign autographs? And she says, let me tell you a story. Elvis had a black yard man. Now, this is from Nancy, who is also a woman of color. She says, Elvis had a black yard man who got sick and broke his leg.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he hired this white man to do the yard while the black guy was out sick. Again, this is Nancy's words, not mine.
Right.
So when the black guy came back, the white guy had to be dismissed.
Okay.
So he, the white guy, goes over to Elvis's daddy's house and tells his daddy, well, you got rid of me. You fired me for this black man. Elvis's daddy told him, we've had this gentleman for a long time. He's worked for us for as long as I can remember. He was only out sick. You was hired temporarily. We told you this at the beginning.
Uh-oh.
The man said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
Uh-oh.
I'm going over there and kick Elvis's ass.
Oh, it's getting heated.
Yeah. Mr. Vernon said, what did you say? He said, I'm telling you what I'm going to do.
Oh, no.
I'm going over there and kick his and I want him to meet me at the gate down there, and I'm on my way now.
Oh, no. I can imagine.
So Vernon calls up Elvis. Actually, Nancy answered the phone, and Vernon said, please get my son, yada, yada. So she went upstairs and relayed this message to Elvis.
Oh, boy.
Mr. Elvis, this guy is coming down to the gate, and he says he's going to kick your Mr. Elvis said, that sounds good to me. He had his pajamas on, she said, but he said, give me my robe. He came down the steps. He said, I'm going down to the gate and meet him. He got down there, and Mr. Elvis said, what did you say you wanted to do to me? The man said, I'm going to kick your Mr. Elvis said, yeah, well, I'm going to whoop yours, too. She said, and that's exactly what he did. He whooped that guy.
Uh-oh.
She said, I mean, he really whooped him. The guy took off running, and Elvis laughed and said, I bet he won't tell anybody else that.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
Stockholm's you could see me now, the one who said that he'd rather roam, the one who said he'd rather be alone, if you could only see me now, if I could hold you now, just for a moment, if I could really make you mine. Just for a while, turn back the hands of time. If I could only hold you now. I've been too long in the wind, too long in the rain, taking any comfort that I can. Sake.
chest. Please don't throw this moment away. We can forget the bad and take the best. If you don't have nothing left to say, let me hold you one more time, for old time's sake.
I take it you like that song.
I love that song. That's awesome. Right.
Well, it's all about Memphis today, and I thought I would share two joints that Elvis frequented in his life when he lived there in Memphis. Since we started off the show with Sun, let's go back to a restaurant. It's in Memphis called the Arcade Restaurant.
Okay, yeah, I've heard of that.
Okay, this place opened up in 1919 in Memphis. It was remodeled in the 50s, and it kept its exact look ever since. So when you walk in there today, which is still open, it still looks like it did in the 50s.
Nice.
It was around the time that a young Elvis Presley started stepping out and becoming the man that he was there in Memphis. And it was located very close to Sun Records. And it's often said that Elvis would go in there after recording sessions and have a burger in his favorite booth there at the Arcade in Memphis.
Yeah, for that.
Another place that Elvis frequented in the 70s, probably when he was recording at Stax, Charlie Verga's Rendezvous. This is one of the Elvis's favorite place to get ribs in Memphis. And they're different than other places. They use a distinct Greek-inspired array of seasonings in their rub, baby. Totally different than what most people do. This method resulted in ribs that lack the typical smoky sweetness of Memphis. But Elvis, for some reason, was drawn to those ribs and loved them. So there you go. Two places that Elvis loved in his life there at Memphis where he liked to chow down. All right, now you know the Jungle Rooms are going to come up next after the break. And you said, make sure you let me talk about that because I have some things I want to say.
Yeah.
So when we come back after the break, TL's going to share some things that she wants to say. And we're going to get into the Jungle Room sessions right after this.
ATL, I hear people are making the connection.
That's the rumor.
But in case you've been living on Mars
or vacationing in Venus,
we've got a show for you.
It's 2 hours of Elvis and fun.
So join the party.
Make the connection.
The Blue Suede connection, that is.
Keep moving, moving on. Strangers all you find. Yeah, it's hard to figure out what she's all about, but she's woman through and through. She's a complicated lady, so call her my baby, the Moody Blue. Oh, Moody Blue, help me with my getting through. I keep hanging on, trying to land this song, but I never. Like a ball of twine on a spool that never ends. Just when I think I know her well, her emotions reveal she's not the person that I thought I knew. She's a complicated lady, so call her my baby.
Hanging on, trying to
And I think it's safe to say that was an altered take of Moody Blue, titled from his 1977 album, the last album that Elvis put out, Moody Blue. We're in the jungle room now, baby, so talk about it a little bit.
All right, so let's talk about Elvis's 1976 RCA contract required that he do two albums a year.
Right.
But by 76, Elvis just wasn't interested.
No.
They just could not get him to come out to Nashville to do a studio album like he was supposed to. So they decided to bring the studio to them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the Jungle Room sessions set up there in what's now known as the Jungle Room. So when they showed up there with Jorgensen showed up with all of their gear, he needed 20 new tracks from Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
But in February 2nd, from February 2nd to the 8th, they managed to only get 13 tracks.
Uh-oh.
Because Elvis just was so distracted. He just could not get into what he was doing.
Right.
He was busy showing everybody his house, and then he would go upstairs to his bedroom for like hours, and they wouldn't think he would ever come back down.
Right, right.
And he would come back down, and then it would be, let's do some gospel. I mean, he just wasn't taking care of business.
He was being Elvis.
He was being Elvis, and he obviously was not in a very good place.
Right.
Now, let's kind of put this in perspective. So in the early part of 76, Elvis already knew about Red and Sonny's book, Elvis, What Happened.
Yeah.
So he's upset about that. Priscilla was taking him back to court for more money.
Right, of course.
Linda was leaving.
Mm.
Well, she'd been leaving for a while, but it was quite clear that she wasn't coming back. So he was just not in a really good place, and he was making comments like, I'm bored, I'm tired of being Elvis Presley. Well, they did manage to get 13 tracks from him in February, but that's all they could get before he had to go out on tour again. So they came back October 29th for 2 days to try to get the last final tracks, which they didn't manage to get all of them, which I think is why we have some live cuts like Little Darlin' and I Love You So and things like that on the album. But Elvis shows up for the recording session on Halloween with all of his guys dressed like a gangster.
Okay.
With guns and everything.
Wish we had pictures of that.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. Where are those photos? So once again, he is totally just not ready to do any kind of business. He does manage to get a lot of really great stuff down, though. One of them being the song, He'll Have to Go. Now, I want you to think about this. The next time you go to Graceland, folks, and you go into the Jungle Room, I want you to think about his final vocal recording was He'll Have to Go in the Jungle Room at Graceland on Halloween night, 1976.
Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Just pretend that we're together all alone. Tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low. You can tell your friend that with you, you have to go. You can't say your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Just pretend we're together all alone. We'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low. You can tell your friend.
your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Just pretend that we're together. Oh, tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low, and you can tell your friend that with you you'll have to go. Yes, you can tell your friend that with you you'll have to go.
I wish we had more time.
Absolutely. There's never enough time.
Never. But like I get to say that thing at the end of the show. I say it every week, and I'll say it again this week. But before I say it, anything you'd like to share with our friends?
Well, I just want to remind everybody that we are still growing over there at YouTube. We have, what, 311 members?
No, more than that. We're getting higher and higher.
All right, so come on over to YouTube. Our BlueSwayConnection.com website will guide you every place that's important to hang out with us.
There you go. And once again, a big thank you to our friend Chuck from Cleveland for helping
us
out this week on Blue Sway Connection. Friends, we're going to do this all again next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Now, Elvis performed live in 1974 in his hometown of Memphis. Let's close with one of those tunes from that show.
Nice.
Well, hello there. My, it's been a long, long time. How am I doing? I hope it means I'm doing fine. It's been so long now, and it seems like it was only yesterday. Ain't it funny how time slips away? How's your new love? I hope that he's doing fine. Heard you told him you love him till the end of time.
Thank you.
That's the same thing that you told me. Seems like just the other day.
Yeah, ain't it funny how time slips away? Gotta go now. What are you all doing? Guess I'll see you around. Don't know when though. Never know when I'll be back in town. But I remember what I told you, that in time it's gonna be okay. Yeah, ain't it funny how time slips away? Yeah, Lord, ain't it funny how time slips right on? That's not even a watch, it's a bracelet. Slips right on. See how funny it is? Away. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to tell you something, if I could. It's always been said that a person cannot return to their hometowns, but you have disproven that theory completely, and you really made it worthwhile.
All right, let's wrap it up and get out of here.
Blue Suede Connection.